As we're approaching the study of the book of Acts, and that's what we're going to be studying next in our Bible study, we are so glad to think that the book of Acts is going to be telling about how God came into the lives of human beings and blessed them. It's going to be the glory of the gospel for us to consider that humble people who in themselves were perhaps nothing extra, perhaps nothing special, could actually receive from God His personal presence. But before we enter into the book of Acts itself and study it, I want to talk with you a bit more. Following what I was said to you yesterday, I'd like to say something to you again today about the kind of people they were to whom God sent the Holy Spirit. When you consider how those apostles and disciples were gathered together in the upper room in that long prayer meeting, and then how on the day of Pentecost they were all gathered together in one place with one accord when the Holy Spirit came upon them, and everything that follows in the book of Acts seems to have been originated right there with these people, we're going to raise our question about this. What kind of people were they? What kind of men and women constituted that company? And now I want to draw your attention to one thing about each one of them. These were men who had heard Jesus Christ teach. Now, you can think about that in various ways. They had heard Jesus Christ teach. They knew Him. They had seen Him. This company of people had been with Him for months and for years. They knew Jesus Christ. I could stop right there and tell you that the blessings of Christian experience are going to be limited to the people who know Jesus Christ. It's got to be more than a name. It's got to be a person. They heard Jesus Christ teaching the things of God and of His will. Now, there are a great many people on earth, and there may be fine people in themselves, but they've never heard of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, you can just mark it down. They will never receive the blessings that you count the blessings of Christian experience. The very, very word Christian, you know, is based on the word Christ. You just look at the word Christian before you, you will see the first part of it is the word Christ. And that's true all the time, in every way. Not only had these persons heard Jesus Christ, they had seen Him. And in some respects, this was even more important. They might doubt the hearing of the ear. They might not know for sure they understood what He said. But they saw Him. I mean by that, not so much that they saw His physical body, that they saw the color of His eyes, or they saw the color of His hair, or they saw the width of His shoulders, or they saw how tall He was. That's not what I mean. I mean they saw Him heal the sick. These were men and women who had seen people come to the Lord Jesus Christ that were paralyzed and were made whole again. They had seen people brought to Him that were sick of a fever, and the fever left them. These were men who had seen Jesus Christ raise the dead. You need those accounts in the New Testament before you understand these men of Pentecost. These are the men who were there on the street when the Lord Jesus stopped the funeral procession and went over and raised up the young man that they were taking to the burial ground. These were the men who stood outside, and some of them went in, the others stood outside the house when he went to the house of the rich nobleman, and people had come and told him, "Don't bother the master anymore, your daughter's dead." And they shut everybody out but Peter, James, and John. He took in with him and went on in there, and he took her by the hand, spoke to her, and lifted her up. They knew these things. It's very important. If you should by any chance know of anybody, even for yourself, and you have doubts about the working power of the Lord Jesus Christ, if in your heart and mind you just don't believe those things, well, I can tell you whatever difference it'll make to you, I can tell you one thing for sure, Pentecost will never happen to you. You'll never know whatever power and whatever glory there is, whatever benefit, whatever joy, whatever gladness there is in everything that happened on the day of Pentecost, it'll never happen to a person who doubts the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, these were men who had been in the boat when they saw the Lord Jesus walking on the water. Now, when we just hear about that, it sounds incredible to us, but just wait a minute now. Look that thing right in the face. They had been there in the boat that stormy night, and they saw him walking on the water. Now, they were just as scared as you and I would be. They thought they saw a ghost, but he spoke to them and said, "Be not afraid, it is I." And you remember how Peter said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come out on the water." Remember, he went out and he walked on the water. And when he began to sink, because he began to fear and began to sink, that the Lord Jesus saved him and brought him into the boat. These were men who looked on with awesome wonder when he turned around and commanded the wind and the waves to be still, and there was a great calm. Now, that's not just poetry. Now, let you and I get this thing in our minds. That's not just some poet's dream. That's not just some fancy that's being stated. And as long as I think that's just a fanciful exaggeration, Pentecost will never be for me, I'll tell you that right now. But if I can look at that thing and by the grace of God and am able to believe it, to take the record as it is, it opens my mind and heart. You see, the great benefits of Christian experience are not going to come to a person unless that person can believe in the mighty power of God, which was seen in the Lord Jesus Christ while he was here upon earth. This is the man who could come upon persons who were just wild because they were possessed with demons. People called them wild men, wouldn't let them live in with other people because they were so violent. The Lord Jesus met them out there, you remember, in the country of the Gadarenes. And you will recall that he spoke to them and spoke peace to their hearts, commanded those demons to get out, and they got out when he commanded them, until people said, "What a man is this? What a word is this? Even the demons obey his voice," and they did. You'll need that. You'll need to think that he could still the storm. You'll need to think that he could raise the dead. You'll need to have in mind that he was the one who faced these things while he was here upon earth and demonstrated the almighty power of God. They were these kind of people. They were the kind of people who had seen him meet the opposition of men. They had seen him stand in Pilate's court and be falsely accused. They had watched him when he met the violent opposition of people who sought his death. They had seen him when he was accused and he answered never a word. They had seen him when he was falsely mistreated and when he didn't lift a hand in self-defense. And they had seen him yield himself under those cruel hands and come out from the whole thing because they had seen him there on trial. These are the men who had witnessed Calvary. They saw him die. They saw the whole thing happen. And they heard him when he spoke that on the third day he would be raised from the dead and he would go before them into Galilee. And they had heard him tell them what they should do because he was going to be with them. Now you remember while they were here, while he was here amongst them, on one occasion he turned to this group of men and he said, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They said, "Some say that thou art Elijah." Now Elijah was a great prophet. And this was a great thing to say, that Jesus of Nazareth was Elijah, but wasn't true. Some say that thou art Jeremiah. Well, Jeremiah was a great preacher. And in the history of Israel, he is counted as one of the great prophets of Israel. And it was a great flattering thing for people to call him Jeremiah, but he wasn't Jeremiah. And then again, that thou art one of the prophets. And then you remember how the Lord Jesus turned to them and said, "But whom do you say that I am?" These are the men who, through the mouth of Peter, said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now, these are the men who received the benefits of the Holy Spirit of God. I'm stressing this because I'm satisfied that some of us could wish, perhaps, that we might have the fullness of Christian experience. I realize there are some people in the world who don't care. But there are people in the world who do care. I'm satisfied there are people who might by chance hear my voice now, and it would not specially attract their attention because they have never accepted any interest in this sort of thing. But there will be people who would be interested, who really would like to know. There are human beings in our day and time who would like to have the blessing of God. And if there is any help available from God, they would like to have it. It's to these that I am speaking. And I'm speaking to any one of them, and to us, and to all of us who are listening here. And we're now thinking to ourselves, in what way could we qualify to receive the blessing of God? And I, yesterday in speaking about these things, I said to you that we would have to believe in God, that God is, and that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. There's no such thing as having a worthwhile Christian experience if you don't believe in God. And now I want to say to you that we'll need to believe that Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, is the Son of God. You will remember that in the time that He was here upon earth, there were occasions when after the people had followed Him for some time, they began to turn away and to drift away from Him. And when they were drifting away and many walked no more with Him, He turned to His disciples and said, "Will you also go away?" And you remember how Peter spoke up and said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? We believe that Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. We believe that Thou hast the words of eternal life." And you and I are going to have to face this thing today. There are today many, many people, and they have to live just like anyone else in the world, and they live under God as they do, but they don't have any faith. Well, you can be satisfied that such people will simply not have all that is possible from God. But if you and I believe in God and believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, we could receive from God the blessing of Himself in the person of the Holy Spirit in us. We're going to be studying the book of Acts, and we're going to see what a difference it makes when God comes to dwell in the human heart. And I hope and trust that for many of us who are listening together, that we will ourselves want to have this blessing. O God, bless us in our hearts. Bring us closer to Thee in our faith. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.